Hi, everybody. This is Pastor Chuck Allen, and thanks for joining me for another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. Today, let's jump into the book of the Revelation. Don't be afraid. I know a lot of us are afraid of the book of the Revelation, and many people I know don't want to hear about it or know about it, but it's not something to fear. If you're a follower of Christ, it is something to anticipate and look toward. In the book of the Revelation, in the first chapter, verse 6, this is what the text says, "And has made us kings and priests," big shots, "kings and priests," let me say it one more time, big shots, "kings and priests to his God and Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever." Here's a humbling thought. By faith in the Lord Jesus, he makes us kings, queens, and priests. Not only are we to reign with him in his future kingdom, we're also to reign with Jesus today. We have dominion over ourselves and the world around us, and when we bow to the process and the power and the glory of Jesus, he empowers us to master the good and the bad in our life. Jesus became the Son of Man so we could become sons and daughters of the Most High God. Think about that. This is one of the most powerful lessons that any of us can realize as followers of Jesus, that Jesus came and became the Son of Man so that you and I, as followers of Jesus, could become sons and daughters, big shots, of the Most High God. Jesus came like us so we could grow into his likeness. Like everything else the Lord Jesus does, it feels counterintuitive to this world. This is what happens. We have to stop and ask ourselves the question, what does it mean for us to have dominion over ourselves? We are no longer slaves to sin since our righteous Savior Jesus overcame death. We can overcome unrighteousness. Do you see that? Because Jesus overcame death, we can overcome unrighteousness, but not in our own power, but in his power. When he takes over our life and the Spirit of God that he gives us as his gift, we can rule over sin because our ruler won and still wins the fight against Satan. Living in defeat is like a prisoner of war who remains in the enemy camp even though the prison doors are unlocked and wide open. Not only have we been set free from sin, from selfishness, and from Satan, we rule over them. We are royalty. You are a big shot as a follower of Jesus. Over in the book of 1 John chapter 5, verse 4, the text says, "For everyone born of God overcomes the world." Let me say it again without me stuttering. "For everyone born of God overcomes the world." This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. 1 John in chapter 5, verse 4, is saying that for everyone born of God, this is meaning that we can choose his son to overcome the world. That is our victory. Why has Jesus made us his followers priests? He made us priests because he was the great high priest who sacrificed himself for our sins. Our priesthood means we have direct access to the Heavenly Father, God himself. We lift up our offerings of praise and thanksgiving and repentance to him. We bring our sacrifices to God since Jesus sacrificed his life for us. Every follower of Jesus is a priest who daily surrenders and points people to Jesus. Priests, you see, mediate for God. So how can you use this royal life that God has given you? How do you become in this royal priesthood? What do you do for the advancement of God's kingdom? A simple way of asking that, what is my spiritual task? To prayerfully develop your professional platform as a child of God. Model your culture after the gospel of Jesus with excellent work, collaboration, and compassion. Maybe engage insiders in the faith and outsiders in Bible study, prayer, or even just gathering together in a social outing where you can live out the life of Christ. Listen to what 1 Peter 2:9 says, and we'll end on this. "But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light." That's 1 Peter 2:9. And listen to me, friend. Listen to what it says. You are chosen. You are royal. You are holy. You are God's special possession, that you might declare the praises of Jesus who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Walk in that light. You are a big shot to God. Oh, my friend, I look forward to seeing you at Sugar Hill Church this Sunday. We'll gather together live at 9:30 and 11. And you can always watch us live at live.sugarhill.church or at facebook.com/sugarhillchurch. It'll be great. Look forward to seeing you then. Bye now.